Thank you very much and welcome back. For the final two segments of Inside Agriculture today, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Pete Hannabut, looking back on the 2025 North Dakota legislative session.
The challenge becomes how do we make property taxes fair and equitable? We weren't going to have them eliminated, but we were going to limit the impact of property taxes. And that meant that there could have been an effort to shift to allow property tax relief for homeowners and urban homeowners who are the majority of the voters. There could have been a shift to keep them from having to pay any property taxes. There could have been a shift to other property tax payers. And that would put a big target on our back in agriculture, since in many areas, agriculture is the largest taxpaying base. And we avoided most of those challenges this session, and that's a positive thing for us. But when you think about what was on the table, we could have had our farm home exemption taken away. We could have had the productivity formula, which levels the playing field from one place in the state to another based on the soil types and the productivity of the soil and your ability to actually generate income from that soil. We could have had that taken away. We could have had a target on our back to start taxing farm buildings, grain bins, whatever stored in those grain bins, cattle in the field, as they talk about down in Nebraska. Any of those things could have been targets for us. And so we avoided all that. We didn't get exactly what we want in the bill that did eventually pass. But we did get a lot of really positive things for agriculture out of this session, just thinking about the property tax things.
Okay.
And then when you think about all the other things that could have happened, you know, we got property tax type bills and tax issue type bills. We have infrastructure needs that are out there, and that's almost always a spending thing, obviously. There are some regulatory issues that are going to be addressed in every session. And then there's some things that are just statutory obligations that the state is going to pay for, and that once again gets back to spending. And all of those things, all of those categories could have a pretty big impact on agriculture in general. So we avoided some problems, and we gained some great victories in the things that actually were passed. Obviously, the chairs and the tax and finance committees in both the House and the Senate for a number of years have been trying to find ways to get property tax relief, going back several sessions. And I know our friend Craig Hedlund, who's a farmer from over there south of Jamestown, he's tried for years to get meaningful, lasting property tax reform. And every time that something has been passed, there's been a way that spending has wiggled around those things. And because of that frustration, he has turned more toward giving people an income tax break, because he didn't feel like we could. I'm putting words in his mouth, and I don't mean to, but it seemed like the effort was to find other ways of getting tax relief because we couldn't seem to solve the property tax riddle. And there are always ways for property tax revenues to be artificially raised without a vote of the people, just by changing assessments or valuations or whatever. And so that's always going to be a problem with a system that relies on property taxes. But this time, a little bit reflecting on the initiated measure that went through, even though it was defeated pretty handily, but it drew attention to the issue. And maybe that was the whole purpose. And so coming out of the election, it seemed like we had 50 or 75 property tax-related bills, property tax relief and reform-related bills. In reality, it got down to just a few that were actually meaningful that were going to pass. Ideas from several bills were combined, but the governor had his idea, and obviously it was a priority for him. And so what we ended up with was House Bill 1176, which is property tax relief and reform, gives everybody a big credit on property taxes. They're your primary residence, and that's positive. And the effort will be to limit, in the future, limit how spending could increase. And so that effort is yet to be done completely, but it's a first good step. And I think if we'd had a bill like this as long as 10 years ago, everybody would have said this is a really good bill moving forward. But it's maybe our expectations were higher this time.
Yeah.
And it's not everything that we in the rural parts of the state would like. But I'm sure it will satisfy the majority of the voters who live in the eastern yeah. third of the state and our inner city homeowners.
More from North Dakota Farm Bureau's Pete Hannabud right after this break.